Tegan, do we sound different this week?
I don't know. Do we sound different this week?
I mean, neither of us are wearing shirts because it's really hot in Australia.
It's disgustingly hot in Australia.
Welcome to the shirtless episode of Bots, Bots, Bots.
Giving away our secrets.
Yeah, I mean, the listeners will know. Don't try to hide it from them.
No, you're right. They'll be able to hear it in our voices.
Exactly. So, this episode contains spoilers for... What episode? Oh.
Four?
Yeah. For episode 4, season 5 of BattleBots.
You should honestly by now assume that everything is going to have spoilers. Also, it's been out. We're so far behind the game, it's not funny, so you should have watched the episode by now.
You should have watched the episode by now. What are you doing?
We're already the latest to the game, so don't...
But I'm trying to get in the habit, so okay. Here we are.
Fair enough. How was your Christmas?
My Christmas was pretty good. Yeah, you were there.
I was there for, like, the first chunk.
I made some pancakes.
They were delicious pancakes.
They were good? All right. I'm doing good. And, I edited a podcast episode on Christmas.
Well.
It was good.
Sometimes you just gotta work on Christmas Day.
What did you get? Did you get some fun prezzies?
I got BattleBots.
Oh, yeah.
I got
yeah.
little hexabugs. They're so good. And yeah, a little arena.
Tombstone and Witch Doctor.
Yeah, so much fun. And then you brought your Bronco.
I bought Bronco and flipped y'all.
Yeah, it was good.
Bronco still got it. Don't talk shit on Bronco.
Yeah, it was a good Christmas. I hope you all had a very good Christmas as well.
Yeah, Merry Christmas from Bots, Bots, Bots. Or Happy Holidays.
Yeah, whatever. Happy Holidays, whatever it is. Happy whatever Candle Nights.
Happy Candle Nights.
Let's start at the beginning of the episode.
What an episode. Yeah, okay.
I'm a ray of f***ing sunshine.
Somebody was wearing that shirt in the Saw Blaze stands.
I love it. I love the energy that you're bringing. You probably are a ray of sunshine.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Tombstone versus Slapbox.
Oh, that's right. A robot for children by children.
Yeah, versing Ray Billings, the villain.
He was very charming. I mean, yeah, what can we see? It's fun to watch a Tombstone fight. That's my takeaway.
Absolutely. Tombstone did what Tombstone does. Ray was just being classic Ray.
It was a good time.
It was a good match. Slapbox did surprisingly well. They survived longer than what I thought they would.
Fun was had by all except the little girl driving the minibot.
Oh, and the mother.
And I don't know what the mother's reaction was, but it was strong.
She was distressed.
It was very distressed, maybe. Yeah, I mean, I guess when you've watched your family work tirelessly for weeks and weeks on something.
Yeah.
And then you watch this, I don't know what you would call Tombstone.
A robot.
And what would you call Ray Billings?
A robot.
No.
Paul's the robot.
Paul's the robot, but destroy, absolutely devastate your family project, then yeah. That would probably be my reaction too.
Look, I will say one thing. The minibot survived. Slapbox has a little minibot. It survived. It was driven by the small girl. I don't know her name, how old she is.
It did.
Mystery small girl.
I think it only survived because Tombstone was... flipped over and couldn't quite get the height it needed. Well, wasn't low enough to hit it. Otherwise, I think he would have already destroyed it much earlier in the match.
Slapbox is a pretty cool designed bot, though. I enjoy how super low its wedge is and
honestly,
its like lifting arm.
I kind of thought he might have had him on that first rush.
Yeah, like that was pretty good. Sent him flying. He kind of got Tombstone kind of got stuck on his side for a second.
He, you know, expertly got off his side.
I mean, yes,
it
obviously.
Was impressive. He like spun down his motor while he went.
Yeah.
It was good.
But it was a pretty good match. Like, Slapbox, considering they got their ass handed to them, did a really good job.
Absolutely.
They were driving with one wheel. How you can do that? I don't know.
I mean, gotta be one of, if not, his first time in the box, is
first
it?
First time in the box.
Yeah, he did impressive. What was the driver's name?
Bryce. And you have fun saying that last name.
Kenkoskos. Kenkoskos.
It starts with a Y.
Oh, was it? I can't read your handwriting. Sorry. Yankoskos.
Yeah, that sounds right. I don't know.
Look, Bryce, you did good.
You did really well. And we also found out that Dominic, the father of the team, is part of Gemini.
Oh, true. Yeah. Oh, that's fun. Look, I love good family teams, and they seem to all run together.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how they go up against some other bots. Tombstone was definitely not a fun bot to do your debut match against.
No, I will say, I mean, I've got to cover it in detail. I had a peek at the AMA from Slapbox, And they said the repairs weren't that bad. They have,
oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I think they have enough spares and stuff, so they should come through strong.
All right, let's see them next time. Excited. Ray also broke a camera and will be charged for that heavily. Oh,
absolutely. At least the lens. Oh, boy. I mean, when does Ray not break something?
I mean, yeah. He did seem really supportive of Slapbox as well. He was saying to them after, like, good match. Like, oh, that was a great match. So he's a good winner, honestly.
Absolutely. One of the best spots. We were both definitely going for Tombstone.
Oh, yeah. We were hands down Tombstone. I wanted Slapbox to win.
You wanted Slapbox to win?
I wanted Slapbox to win purely because they're family. I love that shit.
I think they had a really nice paint job, like with all the family prints on the thing.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
But who are you going for in the next match? Pain Train and Slammo.
Pain Train versus Slammo. I was going for Pain Train. Here's I doubled thing. Down on Pain Train because it looks like a ferocious bot.
I doubled down on Pain Train too. It looked like a ferocious bot. I love an egg beater design, and this is like a hybrid beater and bar. Beater bar and drum spinner design. Yeah,
so it looked and sounded good to me.
Until it started moving.
And then I was like, oh, why can't this robot move properly?
What's wrong with this robot?
Yeah.
Has this robot taken something before the match?
It's not balanced.
Are all the batteries in the radio? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. Something was going wrong with its driving from the very beginning.
I mean, thankfully, Craig Danby was on the scene with his new Slammo lifter bot, which can lift apparently 1,000 pounds.
I mean, look, it did some pretty solid lifting.
And yeah, thanks to it, it was able to flip Pain Train over with a suplex, and then we found out that Pain Train actually drives better upside down.
Yes, and why have they not put their bot upside down before and realized that?
I mean, I would like to get the answers, because hopefully something was going wrong.
Yeah.
And look, that's just not how it's designed.
I'm so confused about Pain Train. It was... I will give it up for Evan, the team captain.
Evan Arias.
Yeah, Evan Arias. Like,
Arias.
He really is, like, super into robotics. And they were talking about how he never had the chance to get into it when he was growing up, and he wants to give other people that chance. So that's exciting. But just build a robot that drives better.
Yeah, for sure. I think something must have been going wrong with Pain Train. I saw a very good meme that was just... It was just the team shot from the website, but it just said Pain. they just left off the train.
That is too true, honestly. They were run into the screws, like, straight away. Like, Slammo, just from the very beginning, had them under control. Like, they didn't have a chance. They couldn't spin, like, get away from them to be able to get their weapon up to speed and then come back and hit them hard.
It
was all just tiny little scratches that were really not that big a deal.
I mean, If they work out the kinks of whatever was going on there, I really think their robot has a chance. Hopefully they've got some better matchups, and I wouldn't discount them next time.
No, I'm not going to, but...
So long as they can drive.
I think with Slammo. That makes more sense than Slammo.
Yeah. I don't know why you're saying that.
I don't know. Slammo, you can really see the experience of the driver.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Because he's been doing it for so long.
I think robots are Foxtrot and P1 for him.
They have a really good bot. I'm interested to see how it goes up against another veteran bot.
Yeah.
Like, not a rookie. That'll be interesting.
I mean, the lifting is great. I really want to see Slammo. I think a lot of people would probably want to see Slammo versus Chomp.
That would be cool.
Can they lift? I mean, we have already seen a lifter versus Chomp, but I don't want to see Tombstone versus Chomp yet.
No, not yet.
Hopefully the last match.
Imagine that as the grand final.
But we will talk about Chomp. We've got a ways
to
go. We
do this all the time.
Before we get to Chomp, which finally we can get to. Thank gosh, be gosh.
Next match was Scorpios versus Perfect Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
Who were you going for? Who did you want to win?
I wanted Perfect Phoenix to win, and I was going for Perfect Phoenix, and I thought that they would win. I didn't think the overhead hammer saw was going to be so effective of Scorpius on Perfect Phoenix, but unfortunately we saw how it went. Perfect Phoenix weapon went down, and that's bad.
Look, Perfect Phoenix did some excellent driving. I thought Perfect Phoenix was going to win. I really wanted Scorpios to win, but I thought Perfect Phoenix would. But Perfect's been excellent driving, but just couldn't get that weapon back up to speed. And then they started smoking pretty early in the piece.
Yeah, that was hard. I think, you know, when you're in a push match, that's when you're going to burn stuff out.
Yeah, absolutely. And those wheels on Scorpios are never going to lose a push match.
No,
I think.
Like, really, really took him to the wall.
Yeah.
Kept him, backed off, and then retook him to the wall.
Yeah, that wedge on theirs was like...
highly effective.
Super effective. Their aggression was amazing throughout this match. Like, they really just handed it to them.
I think this is part of the road for Perfect Phoenix. Being an older bot that's been refurbished, you're going to find stuff in these big hits that are going to be failure points.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's stuff that Ray and Tyler are going to address. And next time around, I, you know, definitely don't discount Tyler ever.
Oh, you could see him at the very end of that match, like already calculating how and what he needs to fix.
That's
without
right.
even looking inside the bot. I think he might have known.
Yeah, absolutely. Like Zachary Hudson said, he's won Robo Games. He's beaten so many other adults. He's one to be feared.
Yeah, absolutely. He does not mess around, and no one should mess around with him. Like, I love that they gave their, like, kid, I put that in quotation marks, for Scorpios up against him. It gave me very, like, he's the kid that's the same age as Tyler, but is actually 3 years older or something.
Yeah, like,
and
when
is
you...
the bully of the school, and he's like, oh, Doyle rules!
Yeah. And you're like, okay, I'm going to put my kid on the football team. And he's like 8 foot high and, you know,
actually an
wide
adult.
As a truck. he's got a bit of a moustache or he's got handlebars.
Yeah. But it was exciting that Bennett, I think his name was, actually got to drive the bot for the first time. Super exciting for him, I reckon. He would have been so stoked. And to win as well, that would have been amazing for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
So full credit to him. Like,
Scorpios did well, you know.
Scorpios really... I love that they came out with yo-yo tricks.
They're always bringing it.
They came out with yo-yo tricks.
Except he got a bit carried away with the yo-yo tricks. And I think Diana had to sort of remind him, okay, you got to get out of the way for the robot.
Yeah, the robot is the main event here, not your yo-yo tricks.
Gave
I'm so
him a little push on the shoulder there.
Oh, Diana, though. The fashion's still up there. I love it so much. That jacket, I want to be able to look at all of the pins and patches. It makes me so happy.
It's very good. Shall we move right along?
Well, how about we have a little break? How about this is where we put a little break if we were to one day, eventually, maybe have a sponsor?
That's right. This is the break. A-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It's the Bots Break. Bots Break today.
That was an excellent Bots Break song. All right, this is the end of the break now.
That's the end of the break. Great. the next fight, Mad Catter vs. Ribot. Who were you going for in this?
I doubled down on Mad Catter.
See, I doubled down on Ribot, and I love Ribot. I think the meme sucks me in, but the thing is, in my heart of hearts, after this match, I mean, it's easy to say after the match, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I realize how much I just love Mad Catter. Like, Martin Mason, he just does it in all the best ways for
me.
He
really does! He's just such a character, and he's so supportive of his team.
He's won... If he didn't have me 100% before, you've got me 100% now, Martin.
I want to meet this man, honestly. I want to shake his hand and say, you are a top-notch dude.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I feel like before we even get into the match, we need to talk about the fun bike race that they did this episode.
That's right. They showed this after the fight, but we should start here. So, I want to know, did Martin Mason bring two tiny clown bikes just for fun?
I really hope so.
Or was this just to resolve disputes?
Column A, column B.
Either way.
Like, it's the fact that they have them to begin with is amazing. The fact that they were like, put these in the van. We need to make sure we bring these with us.
Yeah, bring the spare vertical spinner and the spare wedge. And also, don't forget those mini bikes.
Yes.
They're very important.
That's such an odd thing to bring. I love that they're also like in the color scheme of Mad Catter as well. With like the blue and the red kind of.
Very nice.
Very good. But Mad Catter won that mini bike race, which meant that they got to see what Ribot was bringing.
Maybe this is what did it for them.
Yeah,
See what Ribot was bringing.
Thank you. And kind of like put Mad Catter together in defense of that to, like, be the most effective of that. So, smart, honestly.
Yeah, very smart.
Way to win that race. Otherwise, it could have been much different.
I mean, the thing that really lost this match, we saw right out of the gate, Ribot super offensive, getting some great driving.
Oh, yeah.
Great side hits on Mad Catter. And they, you know, they had the advantage. And then the hubris was really where they went after the mini-bot.
Oh, yeah. They tried to do what they did last match and go after a mini-bot when they thought that they could.
Which is heaps of fun.
But Mad Catter wasn't down and out.
No, I think they thought that last hit really counted them out. Mad Catter turned back around and just lined up a huge blow.
Yeah.
And Ribot was able to point their front section back around when they saw them coming, but, you know, took too it little. Right on the tooth.
Yeah, too little, too late. Almost got knocked out of the box, honestly.
And after that, we just saw something in the back, not going good, no. Smoking.
Lost their armor, chewed it up and spit it out underneath their own butt.
I did notice, I mean, we saw that Ribot has this diagnostic panel on their radio, which is really cool. And it seems like they have complete control of all of the speed controllers and the motors and all the diagnostics of the wattage and everything going through them.
Temperature, all of that.
It's really good. After that hit, I think to negate the smoking, Ribot was, I think the team captain said to the driver, you know, can you shut down the primary weapon motor? And it seemed like he was able to do that on the panel. And that seemed to keep them going.
That's pretty cool. Like, that's a super, like, no other team seems to have anything remotely like that.
No, I hope even we see more and more of that. I'm surprised, like, Donald Hudson doesn't have that yet.
Yeah, actually. Like, he that always seems... his alley. Yeah, it really does, hey. Ribot getting stuck on top of that mini-bot of Mad Catter's as well.
Oh, yes. That mini-bot, it was just having the best
night
of its...
That mini-bot was the best part.
It was the best night of its life. Like, it was just doing flips and stuff. It was, like, in the... It was making sure it was in the shot all night.
It was great. It's the weirdest looking mini-bot, though. It's a tiny tombstone, but it has a tongue.
Yeah, it's like the little Mad Catter mini-cat, but the bar is a tongue painted on it.
Yeah, it's gross.
It's kind of gross.
Yeah, but imagine for a second, though, if Ribot could not get off that mini-bot.
That was hilarious.
And was counted out for no movement.
Yeah.
Imagine if it was the first mini-bot knockout. That would have been amazing.
We've been talking about the mini-bot knockout. It's going to happen.
I want it to happen so bad. These mini-bots are getting better and better. In the end, though, it came down to a judge's choice. Yep. Unanimous decision for Mad Catter.
You know, I think, yeah, absolutely correct.
Yeah. I think because at the end, Mad Catter finished with its primary weapon still working. They dished out the most damage.
Absolutely. I was blown away at how big a hits Mad Catter took and kept going.
Yeah, absolutely.
These boys, the team that Martin Mason has put together this year is really incredible. And I love that they're all just picking up on their teacher's energy.
Oh, yeah. They came out and they're all doing his point. That made me so happy.
It's very good. Oh, and we need to shout out the one guy with the face shield permanently on and has always got a belt of tools.
I love your energy.
It's great.
You bring an aesthetic to the team that is necessary, I feel.
He's kind of like the always silent one in the back. And it's like, but you know, he's going to do something.
Oh, yeah, he's going to do something.
It's going to be amazing.
I will just say, I love how proud Martin is of all of these kids. They're all his ex-students at his community college. Mm-hmm. And I love that they're, like, now gunning to go for Uppercut, because now they've beat WPI. They want to go for MIT. They want to show what community colleges can do.
Absolutely. This angle that he's bringing, I wasn't even aware of it before this episode, and it's so good.
It's so good. He's so proud. He's so humble. And he's just so enthused by these kids.
I want to know more of Martin Mason's life prior to robotic competitions. I mean, he obviously has a depth of knowledge in engineering.
Absolutely.
But yeah, if you want to come in for an interview, Martin, hit us up.
Oh yeah, I would love that.
Our email is botspotspotspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, please. We need to talk to you.
We should also mention, in reference to WPI, we didn't know that Paul Ventimiglia was constructed and designed at WPI's.
I mean, we all know Paul's a robot, so it absolutely makes sense.
That's why he's so good. He's put together by the best.
And that's why he's not here, because there's a community college team now.
Yeah.
And he's just so scared.
They would know.
Paul, seriously, please still get back to us about why you're not here this year.
So
another reason why Paul isn't here this year, it's the new and improved Chomp.
Oh, that's it, you know. It's Chomp is back, and this is the fight.
Chomp versus Gamma 9. Who did you go for? Who did you...
I mean, I had to double down on Chomp.
You had to double down on the powerful lady Chomp.
I did. She is a powerful lady, and she has proven herself thusly.
Oh, yes, she did.
And who did you go for?
Oh, Chomp and Chomp.
Absolutely. Look, Zoe has brought, along with her incredibly large, apparently, team...
Yeah.
Feat of engineering.
Oh, yes.
I've been following them constructing it as much as they've been putting out on the Instagram. And watching it come together in all of the modules of the legs and then the bottom half as the walker and the top half as the turret, like, it's just an artwork.
It absolutely is an artwork. Like, it's... Watching it walk is so cute. It is the most adorable robot for how giant it is. It is adorable.
How can something be so big, terrifying, and adorable all at once?
I don't know, but it's just the tiny little shuffle that it does warms my heart. I love it.
I've never seen a tractor crawl.
No, but all tractors need to crawl.
It really does look like a John Deere. I don't know if they realized that before they painted it, but it's a good look.
It's a great look.
It's iconic for a reason.
Absolutely. They were versing Gamma 9.
Yep.
This episode, who is one of the oldest teams that there is.
Absolutely.
They're at a lifter this year. Don't know how much they can lift.
I think maybe Gamma 9, one of their earliest bots back in the Comedy Central era of BattleBots, if you haven't watched, you know, go back, watch some Comedy Central episodes. It's a great time. It's such a spectacle.
Oh, absolutely.
But I think one of their early bots was actually also a walker, so this is kind of ironic.
What a piece of poetry. Yeah, they have a lightsaber as their safety.
That was fun.
That was very fun.
Gamma 9 has very good aesthetics. It looks like the Batmobile with red lasers on it.
It's beautiful. It is a very good-looking bot.
And we got to see inside of it.
Yes, we did. It was almost disturbing watching the dome of Gamma 9
Absolutely.
Get concaved.
I mean, how did this fight play out, Tigo? Take us through it.
So, pretty much, Gamma 9 zoomed towards Chomp.
Mm-hmm.
Chomp fired its hammer. Gamma 9 got underneath it a bit.
That first shot? Oh, what is the timing? Whoever is running the hammer on Chomp, you have got the reaction times of a ninja.
Oh, yeah. They have really dialed that in. Like, they have practiced, I reckon.
I like that you can kind of... You can hear the pneumatics going on the hammer before it swings. So it's kind of like a terrifying noise and then a big swing.
Yeah, it's so good. But there was just a lot of Gamma 9 going after Chomp, Chomp firing its hammer, Chomp landing that hammer hit perfectly almost every time. I think they only missed once or twice.
Yeah.
And they fired it quite a bit this match.
It's great. I wonder how many shots it has in it.
Yeah, that's a good question, actually.
Mm. We'll try and find this out.
Hopefully they do an AMA. That would be good.
Yeah, hopefully.
And then Gamma 9 got its forks of its lifter twisted underneath the weight of Chomp. Because they actually, had it up.
I was impressed. Gamma 9, I think Gamma 9 did really good this fight. To take the hits that it did and to lift Chomp the way it did, I would not count out Gamma 9 in a lot of other fights.
Absolutely. If they go up against a smaller bot, they could easily win, I reckon.
I think they could yeet Pain Train.
No doubt. I mean, we saw Slammo.
They would dominate that.
But that dome, just fully concaved, pretty much looked like it was bleeding from a head wound.
I mean, yeah, I know that Chomp was on top of Gamma 9, so it could sort of hit the same place, but it is surprising that they hit the same sort of area so many times.
It's a giant target.
And that last hit where it just went clean through the top armor.
Got pretty much stuck in it.
And then sort of went in and out. That was freaky.
Yeah, it was honestly a bit disturbing. Because underneath Gamma 9's black paint job just seems to be red.
Yeah.
So it looked like it was just bleeding. Like the robot looked like it was bleeding from its skull.
A little bit of a scary fight.
Yeah. But Chomp were really humble in their win. Zoe was...
They always are.
Yeah, like, Zoe was really humble in her win, was really humble when they said that this was a historic moment. She said that was really generous of them to say that. But it is, I feel.
Absolutely. Having seen this bot take the field and win a match, I'm so stoked for Zoe and the team.
Absolutely. They've put so much hard work into this robot. The feats of engineering within it are insane. The fact that they have a walking robot to begin with, it's so good.
It's glorious. I can't wait to see who they're going to fight next.
Yeah.
And how they go. One thing that was on the Reddit actually was, you know, what is... This is the trouble with that aggression category. What is aggression from Chomp? Is it just it sort of scuttling along? Because it's hard to look aggressive when you go sort of 4 or 5 miles per hour.
Yes. No, you're not wrong. How is Chomp meant to look aggressive? I suppose is it just firing its hammer whenever it has the opportunity? Is that aggression or...
And also I saw the mention of like, why not a walker with a full body spinner? Obviously there's like a bar weight limit, but it seems like you could use a lot of that weight to make a really powerful full-body spinner.
Yeah, but where would the bar go? Because the legs have to be on the ground.
That's a great idea. I guess you can't really make an undercutter with legs.
No, it doesn't really work, does it?
Yeah, look, with the addition of walkers, hopefully, you know, I still feel like it's a disadvantage. And
I mean,
it's going to be interesting to see how Chomp fares against something like Tombstone.
Yes, that will be. I'm going to be so sad to see those legs fly away.
They're going to go flying at some point in the competition. Until that moment, I'm loving it. And I really hope people are daring enough to bring some more.
I would love to see some inventive walkers out there.
You know, look, maybe we'll see a redesign of Rex back.
Hey.
I mean, it could happen.
Anything is possible.
What's the next fight, Tigo?
Malice vs. Shatter.
This was probably one of the most contentious fights of the night.
Absolutely, it was.
Went down to a judge's decision.
Yeah. Went the full 3 minutes with both bots losing their primary weapons, in my opinion. Losing their primary weapons pretty early on in the match.
This is just our opinions. They might be heavily biased, but we're going to give them to you.
Yeah.
And if you want, you can write us, because that'd be nice.
Yeah, please, actually.
We saw Malice taking Purple Pain out, which is their lighter configuration, so that they could mount more top armor.
Which is smart against a Hammerbot.
Makes sense.
Purple Pain is a nice looking weapon, I will say that.
It seemed to do well. I wonder whether they would have done better bringing Big Red in this matchup. Although they wouldn't have had the top armor, so huge gamble. I wonder if their belt might have survived.
Yeah, they might have been able to do more damage to that armor of Shatters as well.
Yeah, they might have been able to deliver a bigger hit. And I guess something that was the real trouble here is that the shrapnel, when they had this big hit and the hammer went in, and the hammer, I saw it actually break off into two pieces.
Yeah, the hammer broke up into two pieces.
And all of the shrapnel went, or half the shrapnel went inside of Malice, and it seems like some of it shredded that belt.
That's definitely what it seemed like, because there was one... Okay, so Malice delivered one pretty superficial hit onto Shatter originally.
Yeah, one to two.
Yeah, and then one hammer shot, hammer, head completely gone. And then you see a belt spaghetti fly into the air. And then that was it. And then there was just a push and shove match at the end.
Yeah, it was a shove match. And I will say, I think Malice was winning that shove match. I guess those Omni Wheels, you know, they might be good for gliding around the battle box, but it's when it comes down to a shove match, they don't seem to have the torque and the grip.
Yeah, no. Look, I feel like Omni Wheels are never going to be as powerful as two very chunky rubber wheels.
Absolutely, yeah. And we could see Malice winning that and Shatter even starting to smoke.
I mean, look, with David Rush getting into kill mode.
Yep.
I'll put that in quotations as well before each match. You can really tell when he walks out.
You can really tell. He's given Daniel...
Focused.
I think Daniel Freitas has that kill mode as well.
Absolutely.
But he seems to be able to come out of it quicker.
Yes.
Maybe it's just experience.
Yeah, look, maybe by the end of the season, we'll see David Rush being able to relax a bit. But it was like a pretty good match. It just really, sometimes when a push match goes for the full 3 minutes, it kind of tends to drag on a bit.
Yeah.
And then with the hammer gone, and it's just firing this little...
Well, that's the thing. The captain of Shatter, you know, disagreed with the judge's decision here. He said he saw a different match, and, I mean, that's because he saw his hammer swinging. But the thing is, okay, you've got your primary weapon, but to me, it's not a hammer without the hammer head.
I agree.
And in terms of real damage, I feel like Malice lost a belt, and they broke your hammer head into two.
Yep.
So, and they also got that first hit. I mean, that first hit, whether it's superficial to armor, it seems like they would have just edged them over on the damage category. There's always got to be a winner.
Yeah, I would love to see these scorecards to see how they played out.
Yeah.
I feel like Malice was pretty aggressive even without their weapon. But yeah, although they were shocked by the judge's choice, it was a split decision.
Yeah.
They were wanting to know what it was that made them make that decision so they can improve. Pretty yeah. sincere in that, and I feel like they took it on the chin as much as they could.
Absolutely. I mean, they're obviously happy for Bunny. Bunny used to be in Team Shatter.
Yeah.
So, and, oh my gosh, Bunny's post-interviews.
Always such a mess.
Honey.
I love your passion, though. Like, honestly, I mean, love how sincere you are. But, girl...
Girl, you gotta bring a towel. Yeah. Hit up Sawblaze, Jason Mayo, or John Mayo. John Mayo's got the towel for you.
Yeah, look, you really you just need to not cry next time. Just get used to winning.
Look, there's nothing wrong with crying.
There's nothing wrong with crying, but when it's because you're winning, I feel like
it's just an emotional time, alright?
No, that's fair. I've never won a BattleBot match before. It's alright.
It'll be desensitization because I think Malice has got many more wins ahead of it.
I agree. That is wholeheartedly. A powerful
robot.
I'm excited to see it go.
I'm excited to see more Big Red.
Absolutely.
Big Red can go and go. I'll tell you what else is big and red. Bloodsport.
Bloodsport is big and red, and they versed Endgame this for the final match of the night.
The dubbed Tombstone Killer, which yes. I mean, so is Rotator.
Yeah, look.
Or is Tombstone the Tombstone Killer in that?
Tombstone is the Tombstone Killer.
Let's not get into Rotator. So Bloodsport versus Endgame. Yeah, give us your take. Who are you going for, Tigo?
I would double down on Endgame. Look,
me too. I'm a bit biased.
Neighbours across the sea can't not go for New Zealand.
Can't not go for New Zealand. My mum, you know, born, grew up in New Zealand.
But look, honestly, let's talk about a button push. We haven't spoken about any button pushes.
No,
but
we haven't. There weren't too many notable ones this episode.
Slam Mao did a gnome push. That was pretty good.
I'm sorry, Slam Mao.
Damn it.
Slammo with the gnome push.
I just got Mad Catter in my head. Button push for Endgame was the thumbs up to the thumbs down fake out.
Oh boy, I did not see that coming.
I loved it though. It was good.
It was good twist energy. Powerful energy. If you can bring a twist to something as simple as a button push.
It's great.
That's great.
But they were really like giving it to Bloodsport at the beginning of it. They were handing out some heavy hits to that full body spinner.
Those armor plates can go the distance.
Absolutely. Like, and their weapon as well.
And
like,
you know, what is his name? Jack Barker, the driver of Endgame, one of the best drivers in the competition.
Oh, phenomenal.
Totally underrated.
Absolutely.
He kept online all match. And what got them in the end is that I don't know whether that wheel took damage somehow, but it rode over the kill saws and it just got yanked off.
Yeah, I think it just got kind of stuck in that little gap underneath.
And from that point, we just saw crab walking.
Don't get me started on the crab walking.
Why?
They were smoking. Look, okay, because yes, they were crab walking and they were crab walking pretty big crab walks, but so it was Hydra and I was bringing it back up because we're probably going to see Hydra next episode. I was bringing it back up. They were crab walking. That's all I'm going to say about that.
That's all right. You know, get it off your chest.
Yeah, they did get counted out at the end there. And Bloodsport, I think they were lucky that they got counted out at the end there. Because Endgame were not giving up.
They had more in the tank. I think we only saw them burn out because the wheels went wrong.
Yep.
I would really like to know what happened. I guess from, you know, big hits like that, a lot of the energy gets transferred into your robot as well.
Yep.
So it could have been internal damage. It could have been a lot of things.
But Bloodsport took some super heavy hits, but they were just getting chased around that box to begin with.
Certainly, and if the chase had continued, I think Endgame would have got onto them, would have slowed that weapon down, and any hit Endgame's going to deliver to the body of Bloodsport, that's going to be it.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like Bloodsport is maybe not prepared to be hit with its weapon down.
No, I think it's going to be one and done. I think they're really hiding behind, dare I say, that huge weapon, but it is a weapon to be feared.
Absolutely. They still dealt some damage to Endgame. And I mean, obviously, because Endgame got knocked out.
People are impressed. People are saying, is Bloodsport the new Tombstone?
Are they really? I don't know about that. I mean, it's a good weapon. It's a good weapon, but Tombstone's Tombstone, mate.
Yeah, it's going to take you another 20 years, I think.
Yeah. Their weapon was still functioning at the end of the match, though, which is impressive considering the hits that it took.
I mean, that's it. If it was internal damage from those big hits on Endgame that, you know, caused their burnout and their tire, then, I mean,
Bloodstone.
Bloodsport took those hits too and kept going. And I think it's easier for a full body spinner because the energy is happening on the tip of your weapon. It's much further away.
Yeah. It's got a lot of distance to travel to actually get to your insides.
Yeah.
Look, I'm so excited to see both of these bots go at it again. I want to see this rematch, honestly. I want this match to happen again. I feel like Endgame maybe has a rocky start because their last match with Tombstone went for like 10 seconds.
That's right.
So I feel like maybe they're still trying to work out their kinks. Because they haven't really been hit that hard.
This is a whole new robot, and they haven't had a chance to drive around for 3 minutes running. Which
exactly.
Is where you're going to find stuff out. Whether you're fighting another bot or not, if you're just driving around running that weapon at full speed, like really pushing the bot for 3 minutes to see where what's going to break,
then
that's where you're going to find out some valuable data.
Yeah, so, I mean, well done, Bloodsport. You're an excellent bot, excellent builder, excellent driver as well. Super humble in their win. They honestly didn't expect to win, which is
yeah, cool. They were going into it saying, we're going to lose this.
Yeah, so
proved yourselves wrong.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
I'm really excited to see both of these bots in their next fights.
I think both of these bots will be in the top 32 bracket.
I have no doubt in my mind.
And yeah, it's going to be interesting to see whether that rematch comes up, because that could be a heated one.
Oh, yeah. So, that's the whole episode.
That was the episode.
We watched it on Boxing Day. Well, we made that up. It was Boxing Day here in Australia, so we dubbed it Boxing Day.
Yeah.
Got some friends around.
We had to wait a day. It was very hard to avoid all the spoilers.
Yes.
Everyone needs to get better on their spoiler tags, please.
Yes.
I keep opening Instagram, Twitter, anything, and it's just like, oh, the first second, and I close it really quickly.
So yeah, you can find us on Instagram and Twitter. We're botsbotsbots.podcast on Instagram.
That's right.
And you can email us, talk to us. What did you get for Christmas?
Yeah, did you get any of them fun Hexabug robots?
Yeah, have you won any matches?
Yeah, how's your BattleBots arena faring?
Yeah.
Are there holes in the floor?
Has a wheel come off in the kill zones? So that's botsbotsbotspodcast@gmail.com.
That's right.
And leave a review, tell a friend. Like,
yeah, we don't really do much to market this podcast, so, you know, if you got a friend that should be into BattleBots or robot combat competitions, or they already are, why not tell them about the podcast?
Yeah, honestly, like, word of mouth is our best friend.
And if you do leave a review, good or bad, that's great for us. I'd like to know how to get better at making a podcast.
Yes, please tell us what we're doing, good or bad. Anyway, let's go to the beach, Spike. It's hot.
It's time to go to the beach, Tegan. Surf some sweet... I can't surf.
No, I can't surf either.
Neither of us are going to be surfing waves, but it's time for the beach.
Bye.
Goodbye now. Have a good New Year's.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.